Hello and welcome to another episode of a podcast about music, which, if you're new here, is a podcast about music. I'm one of your hosts, Logan.
And I'm Eric, and we're back from our hiatus.
God, yes, we are. Eric, it was a nice hiatus.
It was like a sabbatical.
Kind of, except, what is that, for religious purposes?
I think it could be for a lot of different things. You know, if you take a little break from the ordinary average life. I'm not sure. Let's look it up. You got dictionary.com there?
I have the internet.
I think you hear about perhaps a doctor taking a sabbatical and going away to Europe and finding himself or herself for 6 months or something.
Yeah, it's not for religious purposes. It's a period of paid leave granted to a university teacher or other worker for study or travel, traditionally 1 year for every 7 years worked.
Oh, very interesting.
So it's like a year's vacation for every 7 years that you've worked.
So I believe that it's loosely interpreted and widely misinterpreted.
I mean,
when people take time off from work, oh, I'm taking a sabbatical.
Well, unless you're taking a year off from work.
So I would say that ours did not qualify at all, but it certainly was unpaid.
I mean, what has been paid these days? Am I right? No. It wasn't a sabbatical. I would say it was a hiatus, though. But it was a nice hiatus. And what? Life's been busy. So it was nice to just take a step back and tend to the things that are really important. Because let's be real.
None of us
like the podcast. None of us enjoy doing this. Neither of us.
You're familiar with the musical artist Joe Walsh, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are we talking about him today?
No, we're not.
You do? Then why don't you read my mind and give it to me?
Life's been good.
Yeah, life's been good to me so far. Yeah, right. By the way, I know that you're joking, and I think our listeners need to know that at least on this side of the table, Logan, there is thorough enjoyment in doing the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to say I procrastinate sitting down to do the podcast.
We are starting 3 hours and 5 minutes. No, 2 hours, excuse me. 2 hours and 5 minutes later than we said we would. That's okay, because we're doing it better late than ever.
Yeah, we had a lot of work to accomplish beforehand. Yeah, a lot of prep.
Lunch. That's it.
Working lunch.
I went on a sabbatical lunch, you could say.
I had a working lunch. I was fastidiously researching the artist we're talking about today, who is...
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Eric, could you grab that remote for the sound system behind you on the floor? And I will quickly let the audience know what we've been up to.
Alrighty.
We have been doing a lot of soul searching throughout these past few days, and it's been more like since we last had an episode. I don't even remember.
It's been about 2 weeks.
Do you even remember who we talked about?
I was reminded by a friend of the show that we talked about John Coltrane, but I think it was not the last artist we talked about.
I don't think we've ever talked about John Coltrane before. We've talked about Miles Davis. He's a jazzer. We might have talked
about him. That would explain why...
That was back in November, though.
That would explain why I didn't remember it.
Yeah.
Talked about that.
Well, we talked about Chopin on January 30th, and...
today is February...
Don't date us like that.
Something.
Yeah, but we're releasing this...
Middle of Feb.
On Feb 15th.
Okay.
This is when it's going to be released.
Hey, then happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I sent a Valentine's Day message, actually.
To whom?
To all of our listeners. Just a quick one. I released it yesterday. It was like 26 seconds long.
You mean a mini pod?
Yeah, and it was from the heart. So, hope you all enjoyed that. But yeah, we're coming back after almost like a month of not doing this. So it was just we missed a week, but...
Well
deserved.
We owe our listeners a small explanation.
Okay, yeah.
3 weeks ago, we teased our book club where we were going to be talking about player piano.
Oh, God.
We're going to probably put off that book club discussion
forever.
No, till about, I'm going to push it back right now.
Can we say April or May?
To March of 2025.
Okay. Okay,
so we've got
time.
You got a few more years to read the book, but I still recommend it highly.
Yeah, I got 4 years and a month to read the book.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, page a day.
I'll be. I don't know if the podcast would be going on in
quarter
4 years
of a page now. A day. Yeah.
Quarter of a page a day.
It's a short
easy.
Book anyway.
Yeah, well, if you're serious about it, I'll put myself through it. But for now, let's talk Aretha. Actually, I think, isn't there a documentary called Aretha?
I'm sure there is.
Well,
why wouldn't there
I didn't
be?
Look into that, but I'm sure there is.
We're going riding on the freeway, aren't we?
Yes, we are. All right. The fourth of five children, Aretha Louise Franklin, was born on March 25th, 1942, in Memphis, Tennessee. Speaking of March, by the way. And she was born to Baptist preacher Reverend Clarence LaVon C.L. Franklin. So, like, C.L. is his nickname. Clarence LaVon Franklin. And Barbara Siggers Franklin, a gospel singer. Aretha was an American singer, songwriter, actress, pianist, and civil rights activist. She toured with her father's traveling revival show and later visited New York, where she signed with Columbia Records. She went on to release several popular singles, many of which are now considered classics. In 1987, she became the first female artist to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and in 2008, she won her 18th Grammy Award, making her one of the most honored artists in Grammy history.
Phenomenal. If you were going to give her voice one descriptor, one word, just one word,
what are you trying to reach for a pen? Rich.
Ah, great word. I was going to say powerful.
Yeah.
I think you put those two together.
My voice is very full.
Yeah, rich, powerful, full voice.
Yeah, beautiful.
Absolutely incredible.
That's another word for it. Yeah, I feel like I'm talking at 1.25 speed today. Something about it's just, it's weird. So I'll slow down. Let's all calm down over here. Eric, I know you're fired
Logan,
up and ready to go.
I don't know if we spoke about this, but I talked to another friend of the show recently, and he mentioned that recently he's been listening to his podcasts sped up. Not double.
Oh, yeah.
But at times perhaps 1.5 or 1.25. So, you could get through an hour long podcast in about 48 minutes or 45, what have you.
Sure, I remember you telling me about this yesterday.
And I think one of the reasons that that works is most people do generally speak fairly slow.
Mm-hmm.
But in some particular cases, I could see it being very annoying.
Yeah, me too. You know. Thankfully, I don't think I'm a slow talker by any means, but I don't let myself calm down enough on the show, and that makes me stumble on my words, as has been proven time and again on the podcast.
Logan, let's just face it.
I'm an actually pretty eloquent speaker in person, if you ever get to know me.
I hope, I look forward to that, yes.
Yeah, we're going to have to get to know each other sometime. It's Logan, weird that we're basically doing this as strangers still.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You'd like to think that you've mastered this language, but let's be honest. In the general scheme of things, if the Earth has been around for, let's just say the Earth has been around for 30 days, okay?
We'll simplify things. Been around for 2,021 years, Eric.
I'm making an analogy.
All right.
6 billion, right? 7 billion?
Earth. A long time.
But let's just say that we create a simple analogy. The Earth has been around for 30 days. Okay.
Sure. I disagree, but continue.
Guess how long then you would have been on the Earth? Guess how long it's been since.
Writing books?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was me snapping. I can't snap.
You've been practicing this language for only less than 1 second.
Yeah.
So
clever way to say my age without saying my age. So thank you for protecting
me. Well,
I didn't
do the math. I'm just rounding. Generally
I think you did.
Rounding.
1 second, 30 days. So if you do the math, I'd turn into quite an old person.
Either way, my point is none of us have really been studying this language for that long.
Oh,
in
no.
In the general scheme of things.
No.
Cosmically, as they say.
It's actually pretty funny that we're doing this podcast because I don't exactly have... I know, I just call myself eloquent a few minutes ago, and I stand by that. I like to compliment myself, but for such a guy as myself, to have a co-host chair on a radio show or a podcast. We don't like radio show folks. We like podcasters.
We love radio show folks also.
You love radio show
folks.
Sure
we do.
Your show.
One and the same.
No, I'm kidding. For a guy like me to be on a podcast is pretty funny when you think about it.
It's a dream come true, you mean?
I mean, it's a little further from that, but it's weird that for how many times I butcher words, we're still doing this. Also, you said to be honest before.
To be.
Now, I'm going to be honest for a second. I was talking with somebody yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I had the realization, if I'm being honest, or to be honest, really does imply that you've been lying before then.
Oh, yes. It's saying, although most of what I say is pure BS most of the time.
Exactly.
This time, I'm going to be honest. And by the way, if anybody ever says, let me level with you, honestly, they're probably lying.
Yeah. Now, are you actually being honest? Was that honestly part of your pitch or part of what they say?
Oh, yeah.
Well, can I level with you for a second and just tell you why I feel like saying to be honest is a little off-putting?
Oh, I understand.
It's just that it implies that you've been nothing but deceitful and bamboozling someone this entire time. And I feel like, if I'm going to be frank,
yeah,
that's another one. It's a weird thing. Going back to strange languages and the fact that we've only really been talking for a little bit.
That's
not really about Aretha Franklin, is it?
Let's focus more on Aretha Franklin here. I'm very curious to hear about it.
Yeah. Well, Franklin's musical gifts became apparent at an early age. Largely self-taught, she was regarded as a child prodigy. A gifted pianist with a powerful voice, Franklin got her start singing in front of her father's congregation. But life on the road exposed Franklin to certain things, and at the age of 14, she became a mother for the first time, with a son, Clarence. A second child, Edward, followed 2 years later, both sons taking her family's name. Aretha Franklin would later have two more sons, Ted White Jr. and K-Calf Cunningham. And that's all I have.
Four sons.
Yeah.
No kidding.
And surprisingly enough, I have four songs to suggest.
Really?
That's coincidental, because it sounds the same, you know?
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. I understand.
Just in case you didn't catch that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well then, do you have any information on Aretha that I didn't cover? Because I'm sure there is so much that I haven't said.
I do have some information.
Thank God.
Logan, we talked about a fella named Bruce Springsteen.
Yes, Bruce Springsteen.
One of our earliest pod episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Pod-isodes. Logan.
Yeah.
Some of Bruce Springsteen's songs were not made famous by him, but rather by other artists who reimagined them and made them really famous.
Is that right?
There's a few very classic examples.
Enlighten me.
We've got Blinded by the Light.
The Weeknd song?
No.
Blinded by the Lights?
No.
And I can't.
The real song, Blinded by the Light.
I see. You've come fully prepared. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, no, you got Blinded by the Light.
Yeah, sure.
Written by Bruce Springsteen, but made famous by...
Is it wrong of me to assume that you're going down the Aretha Franklin path with this? I'm probably wrong in saying that, right?
Oh, yeah, of course I am.
You're implying that Aretha Franklin popularized Blinded by the Light?
No.
Okay.
I'm giving a few lead-up examples.
Okay, all right, just checking. So who popularized it then? Who made it famous?
I believe the band is Manfred Mann.
Hmm, okay, never heard of him.
So then you got this song called Atlantic City.
Okay.
Made very famous by the band. I won't even quiz you on that one. We know that the band made famous the song Atlantic City.
Sure.
You know who wrote it?
I don't know.
Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen. Makes sense.
Not Aretha Franklin.
Didn't know we were talking about Bruce this week, but whatever.
One of Aretha Franklin's most popular songs is Pink Cadillac.
It is.
Who wrote it?
I don't know.
Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen.
Pretty surprising, huh? That's right. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Bruce.
Pink Cadillac is my first suggestion.
Nice.
Aretha Franklin thoroughly reimagined Bruce Springsteen's song and made it probably 20 times better. It was a great song to begin with, but boy, did she make it better.
But it was called Freeway of Love, right?
Different song altogether.
In My Pink Cadillac?
Different song. Yeah, she happened to have two songs where she went riding in a pink Cadillac.
I don't think she ever covered Pink Cadillac.
You don't think so?
Where are you getting this information?
Pink Cadillac.
Yeah, Natalie Cole, you mean?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
This is embarrassing for you, not for me.
No kidding.
Oh, my God.
So Freeway of Love is called In My Pink Cadillac?
Freeway of Love has the lyrics In My Pink Cadillac.
Right, exactly.
But it's different than the Bruce song.
You think so? She never did it?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I don't think so.
I'm sure you're right.
Here's the beginning of Freeway of Love. And here is the beginning of Pink Cadillac.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Different song.
Kind of the same beat, though. So it makes it.
So think, listen, I wasn't saying that Aretha Franklin performed it. I'm giving another example.
Oh, okay.
So that's another song.
So you just grossly,
made famous by Natalie Cole.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah, you got it.
I mean, oh, okay. Confusing much, everyone. If you're confused, so am I. Don't worry. My song, which I know Aretha Franklin sang, is Respect.
Oh, probably nice choice.
Her most popular song,
mm-hmm.
other than Winter Wonderland, but this is not a Christmas episode. You've obviously heard Respect before, Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Do you respect it? Do you respect the song?
How do you not love Respect?
Yeah, well, here's a little Respect. So it's an incredible song, and I highly recommend you head over to the show notes and click on that YouTube link that'll bring you right to Respect. Eric, I got three more song suggestions. Do you want to say that Aretha Franklin sang any other songs while it, in fact, was not her? Or do you want me to continue?
Logan?
Yeah.
I think I need to correct myself.
Again?
No.
Wow. Big surprise.
Just regarding the same thing. There's actually an entire Wikipedia page dedicated to how people think that the song Pink Cadillac was a song by Aretha Franklin, when in fact the song in question was performed by Natalie Cole. Bruce Springsteen's song.
Is this the Mandela effect?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
It's like,
it's very similar.
False memories.
Oh yeah, because of the you know, Freeway of Love.
No, it's Nelson Mandela, right? Not Nelson Mandel.
Mandela. Yeah.
Right. All right. Because Mandela effect.
Yeah.
I was wondering if I was saying the A too many times or not.
So I'm not making excuses. I actually find it rather amusing that I had it so
you're
wrong.
You're kind of literally making an excuse. This is an excuse, in fact. What do you call this? The excuse episode of the pod. Well, as I said, I do have three more suggestions.
I hope that one of my suggestions is on your list.
All right. Well, the second song is I Say a Little Prayer.
Wonderful song.
A Little Prayer.
A Little.
Little. You don't hear many people saying those T's these days. It's Little. So, Little.
Yeah.
Little. Little. I say what, Eric? I say what? A little what? Little prayer.
I say a little prayer.
This is a little of a little prayer. This song goes hard.
Yeah.
And the full song will be linked in the show notes. I have two more, but I will let you go ahead if you have any that you'd like to recommend.
Well, perhaps we've got some overlap.
I hope so.
I'm a huge fan of the song A Natural Woman.
That's my next suggestion.
Because you make me feel like a natural woman.
I do.
Is a wonderful line.
Back up a sec.
It's a wonderful line that Aretha Franklin sang.
Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
Right. Sorry for that pause, folks, on my computer. The display powered off, but we're still recording. So, not to fear, we can stumble around our words for a few more minutes. My last suggestion is something she performed live, and it's an incredible thing to listen to. I highly recommend, if there's one song you check out, it's this one, her rendition of Amazing Grace.
Oh, wow.
Can't tell you where or when she did it,
but
how she did it was incredible. It was beautiful.
Did she have any instrumental accompaniment?
Yeah, I believe so. Like towards the end, you know.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not a religious person. I mean, obviously I subscribe to the belief that if you listen to a podcast about music, good things will come your way. It's kind of like
that's
a new thing
that's swept the internet. Karma, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I can't deny that Amazing Grace is an amazing song. And hey, if your name's Grace, that's amazing. You see what I did there?
Yeah, yeah. It's like almost a play on words.
Excuse me. I think it's a full play on words.
Logan, we don't have to link this one, but speaking of artists covering other artists' songs,
yeah.
She also did a beautiful version of Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Oh, she did, yeah.
Written by Simon and or Garfunkel.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's well, exciting. You know what? If I have the willpower in me, which who are we kidding? I won't. I'll link that song. Do you have anything else you want to say about Aretha Franklin?
Aretha Franklin.
Before we move on.
I think we need to discuss some final things about her life. Anything
like
else that you failed
death?
To mention? Yeah, I was going to say she's still with us. Do we know the answer to that?
She died of pancreatic cancer at age 76.
In the year?
76 years after she was born.
That was really wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. 2018.
It was a very, very big deal.
Yeah.
In the media, many people devastated for all the people's lives that she touched.
Mm-hmm. Including mine. She just
absolutely
reached in and touched it. Really hard.
Oh, I was being genuine, but yeah.
I am too.
Oh, good. That's nice.
Aretha Franklin.
That's great.
Touched my life with a passion.
Good. I'm nice.
Did she touch yours?
Happy to hear that.
The same one?
Yeah, I love listening to her music.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, that kind of took a strange turn.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Well, keep it in the podcast. I think it's the best choice. You know what else I think is the move, as the kids say, is moving on to Real or Fake.
Real or Fake? I remember that segment.
Wow.
We haven't done it in quite a while.
You have a way with words, my friend.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Real or Fake. I'm Logan.
And I'm the other host, Eric.
Thank you for acknowledging that I am a co-host. I would beg to differ, actually, and say that I am the host.
Oh, really?
And you're a mere guest. A recurring guest.
You're saying second mic.
I mean, there's a reason I'm using the mic on a boom arm and you hold it every day. By the way, we could switch it up. You can sit in the captain's chair.
No, thank
once
you.
Once in your life. I know that's been a dream of yours.
Very funny.
Captain of the ship. Part of the ship, part of the crew.
You ever see any versions of Les Mis, as they say? Les Miserables?
I read a little of Les Mis in French a few months ago.
You familiar with any of the music?
Yeah.
There's a fun one in the English version. Master of the House. Speaking of Captain of the Ship.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, it's a fun song. Check it out. We're not going to link that one.
Check yeah, but we're
out.
Gonna play it.
Wakey, wakey, we're opening.
Logan, I believe the chorus is more fun.
Yeah, I think that's Sacha Baron Cohen, by the way, saying that.
Is that a fact?
Because he was in the. Oh my God.
Oh really?
He was in the newer Les Mis. You want to get to the chorus? Here we go.
Oh, like a film, you mean? Ordering the wine, making up the wine, picking up
their nicknames when the clubs see strike. Everybody loves. Yeah, it's a fun one.
Yeah, that it's is, really that fun is song.
All right, you want to go first or second this week? Co-host,
you choose.
I'll just bang mine out really quick.
All right, well, I'll figure it out really quick.
Okay. Story number one. UFO author Anthony Bregaglia claims his Freedom of Information response reveals the Defense Intelligence Agency has reports on a mysterious memory metal which could have been recovered from the Roswell crash in 1947. This guy basically claimed that the Pentagon had been holding and testing wreckage from UFO crashes. Conspiracy theory 101. Basically.
Okay, very interesting.
Yeah. I read it not so eloquently, but the sentiment still stands.
So what does he claim?
He claims that he claims that the Defense Intelligence Agency has a mysterious memory metal which was recovered from the Roswell crash in 1947.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Food for thought, you know?
Yeah. Well, memory metal? Like memory foam?
Supposedly. I'm not familiar with memory metal.
I don't think it would be as comfortable to sleep on.
Probably not. Story number two. Firefighters reporting to a call about a fire at a restaurant on Saturday night discovered that the smoke reported by a passerby wasn't the result of a fire, but rather 10,000 chicken wings the eatery's staff was preparing for the Super Bowl. Workers at Ronnie's Pizza in Clemens, North Carolina, told Fox 8 in Greensboro that a motorist called the fire department after seeing a plume of smoke coming from the restaurant on February 6th. And that, my friends,
1,000
is the tale of 10,000 wings.
1,000 wings. I submit. Big old false on that one.
Do you now?
I do.
Well then.
In this day and age, I don't believe many restaurants are serving 10,000 of anything on account of indoor seating limitations.
Ever heard of delivery? That's right, folks. Eric is delivery. Incorrect. He's incorrect. Ouch. Guess which story was real then?
That one. Neither one.
Both.
Both were real?
Yeah.
Nice.
What a doozy. You know?
I thought that was illegal. I'm going to mark myself
to be broken,
the de facto
Eric.
Winner this week.
What?
I'm not even going to have to read mine.
How?
I win.
You lost. You literally just lost in front of our very ears. I don't understand your rationale, but when do I?
Logan, thank you. That was fun.
Yeah, you're welcome. I have to head out in about 10 minutes,
me too.
By the way.
Logan,
sure the listeners are thrilled. They're
Logan,
cheering right
I've
now.
Got two news stories for you. One of which is real, one's fake.
I hope.
Because I stick to the rules.
Okay.
They're both from the recent past.
All right.
And first one is from the Dunya News.
Dunya wrong, huh?
Dunya good. Dunya right.
Yeah, like Aretha Franklin's
touch into my soul. Have we ever talked about James Taylor on this particular show?
I don't think so.
One of these days.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe
not. Logan. We're talking about 70-year-olds who set records. 70-year-olds who did firsts.
You know I love 70-year-olds.
70-year-old man from Great Britain named Frank Rothwell. Not Roswell, but Rothwell. Rothwell.
You mean Roswell?
70-year-old Frank Rothwell just rode across the Atlantic Ocean solo.
Aww.
70-year-old. Rode across
really
the
cool.
3,000 miles in nearly 2 months.
Wow.
It's called the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge.
Did he have any food?
An annual race. Of course. They don't talk about the details.
He's
I'm sure,
70 years old.
I'm sure that he was able to hop onto a support boat every night and sleep and have his food and then row again in the morning. I'm guessing that's how that works. But maybe he's just alone in his boat with MREs and fresh water and stuff.
Yeah, and like a pillow, memory foam.
Yeah, I don't know, but he figured he would come in last, but he was excited to at least be the first 70-year-old, but it turns out he came in fourth place out of 8.
Wow.
He's a grandfather of 3. And after meeting his wife of 50 years at the finish line, he decided he needed a nice ice-cold drink. He wanted a cold...
milk.
Coca-Cola.
Oh, nice.
A big one with loads of lemon.
Oh, my God. That's going to be my memoir title. Yeah. A big one with loads of lemon.
It started in the Canary Islands. You know where that is?
It's somewhere in the ocean.
Spanish islands, Spanish control, but they're off of basically the northwest coast of Africa, kind of adjacent to Morocco.
Very cool.
Canary Islands, it finished up in the Caribbean in Antigua.
Nice.
So relatively due west course.
So it was warm.
Relatively warm the whole trip. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I was curious because...
Nice time of the year for it.
Where we have our studio, it is bitingly cold a lot of the time. During the winter, that is.
True.
And I was just curious because all it's right. also been, like, snowing so much.
Yeah, well, in the Southern Hemisphere right now, it's what they would consider summer weather. Summer,
yeah.
So, in other news...
Must be nice.
Speaking of which... Another 70-year-old firsts. This is a female 70-year-old.
Well, he was fourth, but yeah.
A 70-year-old South African woman last week named Norma Smith Johnson.
Okay, already fake. Continue.
Yep, correct.
Really?
What do you think?
I think you're full of BS with this story. Because really? Because those are both last names that we know people.
Yeah, it's hyphenated. Are you kidding?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding.
Norma Smith Johnson?
I don't know a Norma, but I know a Smith and a
They're
Johnson.
They're very popular names in this country as well as South of Africa. But
you ever been?
That's neither here nor there.
Cape Town, USA, South Africa.
She became the oldest person, not just oldest woman, but oldest person at 70 years old to ever run 300 kilometers without stopping.
Oh my God.
That's 184 miles. It's the ultra of all ultra marathons.
184 miles.
And guess what her pace was? It's basically a walk.
6 minute mile.
6 minute miles. Come on, no. She did basically 17 minute mile pace, which is still not bad. It's
really great.
That's basically a medium paced walk. It's not a run.
I mean, if she was a real person.
For an ultra marathoner, that's pretty awesome. It's 70 years old. She finished in 52 hours, or just over 52 hours, for the average pace of 17 minutes per mile.
I'm calling you out now.
Why?
Because that's, number one, the most preposterous distance I've ever
heard of. A man just rode 3,000 miles in the last story.
Yeah, I believe it, because a lot of people like boating.
A lot of people like ultramarathoning.
Okay, but 184 miles. If you had made it like 100 miles or...
I made it 300K because that's what the truth of the story is.
300K is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
No.
I would be surprised if that story was real. Well, as I said before, also, we know people with the last names Smith and Johnson. So there.
Do you want to know what she did after finishing and being monitored for a while by the health officials and cleaned up because her feet needed help?
She drank an ice cold Coke with a lot of
negative. She slept for 24 hours straight.
Fake.
Fake?
The story is fake.
You correct? Are correct.
Yeah.
Let's do a quick Google search, though. You'll be really floored. Most miles run.
Ran.
Really?
Ran.
Consecutively.
Run is.
By a 70-year-old. What do you think the record is?
Like two or three. Or maybe the internet doesn't have that information because they're not crazy like you are. No one cares. Because 70-year-olds are garbage. I'm kidding.
Oh, Logan.
I'm kidding. Those are strong words. I'm sorry. I apologize.
70-year-olds in the family.
To like our major demographic of listening is 70 to 75-year-olds. They just love us. The old folks love us. You want to just hold the silence
for a
while?
No, I want to tell you the answer.
For a podcast. Please do.
Mm-mm-mm.
Folks, Eric is currently staring at his Google machine looking for some answers that I doubt
someone
he'll
ran,
ever find.
Someone ran 350 miles without stopping.
Funny.
How old was he when he did it?
Like 24.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, I have something special planned in place of regular weekly wisdom today.
Really?
Yeah. So do you have anything else to bore us with, or am I permitted to continue?
You win this week, but you'll get yours.
Yes. I mean, I got to correct you, didn't, so that's kind of how it works. Instead of weekly wisdom, I am going to...
If I had properly planned her name...
Here we go.
We might have done better.
Yeah, you might have done better. I did just fine. You might have done better.
Oh, gosh. Right.
Instead of weekly wisdom, I'm going to be reading some cringy Valentine's Day cards. And by cringy, I mean funny. Number one. To Eric from Logan. Help. I've fallen for you, and I can't get up.
Why don't we give these hypothetical dating kids different names, shall we?
Sure. Eric, what do you want these hypothetical kids? It's funny that you call yourself a kid.
Thank you.
In this situation. What do you want their names to be? Please don't use mine or
How about Pat and...
Dave.
Jamie. Pat and Jamie. Two equally could go any which way in terms of gender names. Pat and Jamie.
All right.
So it's an all-encompassing hypothetical.
I, Obama, care about you. With a picture of Obama.
Oh, that's clever.
I don't want to be Obama self this Valentine's Day. Picture of Obama.
Yeah, I see that.
That's we never learned his last name in all 8 years of his presidency. Are you a Sharpie? Because you're ultra fine. From Pat to, what was the other name? Jamie?
Yeah, Pat and Jamie.
All right. If you were a vegetable, you'd be a cucumber. I used that one in my Valentine's message yesterday. Yeah.
Ooh.
Lettuce be more than friends with a head of lettuce.
Let us
stop doing this now before seriously. It gets out of hand. I'm head ogre. Here's heels for you. And then a picture of Shrek. And finally, Shrek may be love, but you are life. And with that, folks, with my heart on my sleeve, I bid all of you farewell. Eric, it has been fun conversing with you.
You know what, Logan?
I feel like this episode may have been my worst performance in a long time.
Oh, don't be hard on yourself. It might be your worst ever. No, I'm kidding. I think you did great.
It far exceeds my performance on the first episode ever, which will go down in history as the probably lamest thing I've ever done in my life. By the way.
Oh, but yet, so far.
The fact that we still haven't remastered that episode to not have reverb is concerning, because I still have the original audio track, so all I have to do is just press one button, and I still haven't had the motivation
to do it. It's far more endearing, the lack of professionalism in that particular pod.
I don't think we ever really were professional. My voice is also probably like multiple half steps higher than it is now.
Interesting.
Crazy stuff. And then we'll look back on this, and I'll sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks over here. But
well, Logan,
yeah, it's been fun.
I look forward to shaking off some more of the rust next week. Maybe we'll come back with some more prepared
wisdom. You will. Maybe you will.
I don't even know who we're talking about next week.
I didn't even know who we were talking about this morning.
It's very exciting. I like that we're showcasing such a wide range of artists.
Yeah, and seriously, Aretha Franklin was an incredible musician, so I highly advocate for you to check out all of her music, but especially the songs that I'll be linking in the show notes below.
If there's anyone out there unfamiliar, which is, again, hard to believe.
Well, after listening to this, they shouldn't be.
Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, really. It's been fun, and Eric, we'll see you next week, all right?
Yes.
All right, see ya.